rest of the story. It was Christmas time in the projects. A few families, poor as they were, had struggled to create the illusion of Yuletide festivity, but Anna's family could not even manage that. With three growing boys, it was all she could do to feed and clothe them. Their father was hardly ever around, so while some residents of the Richard Allen homes on Parrish Place made the best Christmas they could, Anna's children knew better than to ask for one. The man of the house, in his daddy's absence, was still in elementary school. The other kids called him Shorty. While Mother worked as a cleaning lady, Shorty shined shoes downtown in his spare time. He'd made his own shoe shine box out of orange crates. Orange crates, you see, were free. And that's what gave Shorty the idea. Maybe they couldn't afford presents or a Christmas tree. Maybe there was no fireplace on which to hang stockings, nor even socks for their feet. But Shorty knew where he could find another orange crate and some watercolors and, well, 9 p.m. Christmas Eve. Anna trudged home from her cleaning job. An icy wind battered North Philadelphia that night. Anna pulled the collar of her thin coat closer to her throat. At least there was heat in their tiny apartment, if little else. Anna walked faster. But when she opened the door, she was greeted by a most remarkable sight. Scarcely any furniture as usual, mostly dark as usual, but there, in an ordinarily empty corner, sat an orange crate. An orange crate such as nobody had ever seen before. It was painted brilliantly in Christmas colors. And what was that sitting on top? A little plastic Santa Claus with a solitary red light bulb inside. Some one thing left over from happier Christmases past. Then came a small voice in the gloom, Shorty's voice, saying, "Merry Christmas, Mama." Then two other small voices, those of Shorty's younger brothers, echoing his exclamation, "Merry Christmas, Mama." Anna could answer nothing, until at last, choking down tears, she said, "I'll be right back," and she left the apartment. Now, Shorty's a grown man today, but Christmas, special as it is, will always be a little more special to him because he remembers that one Christmas Eve of long ago. When Mother left the apartment, borrowed what money she could from neighbors to purchase a scrawny little Christmas tree and a few meager presents to open the next morning, she was that inspired by her small son's valiant attempt to create a Christmas from an orange crate. Every winter holiday season, the man Shorty became buys the tallest Christmas tree that he can find. These days, he bedecks it with as many lights as it'll bear. And yet, as Shorty's mother might have told you, no tree ever after shone so brightly as did that single glowing red bulb inside the Santa atop the painted orange crate, the cheerful Christmas creation of a small boy who grew up to become Bill Cosby. Now you know the rest of the story.